I am Vladimir Solonari, Associate Professor at the Department of History, and you are listening to the Richest Documentary Podcast. Welcome to the Richest Documentary Podcast. Reaches at the regional initiative for collecting the histories, experiences, and stories of Central Florida is an umbrella program housing interdisciplinary public history projects that bring together different departments at the University of Central Florida, with profit and non-profit sectors of the community in order to promote the collection and preservation of the region's history. By facilitating research that records and presents the stories of communities, businesses, and institutions in Central Florida, Riches seeks to provide the region with a deeper sense of its heritage. This series will feature a podcast every 2 weeks, in the middle and at the end of each month, that will explore various aspects of Central Florida history. In today's episode, Jones High School, the building and revitalizing of Jones High School, Part 2, they explore the years in which Jones High School was founded, revitalized, and reconstructed.
My name is Benita Kirkpatrick, and welcome to my podcast of the building of Jones High School, Past and Present. In a book titled Our Story, A Look at the Afro-American History in Central Florida, prepared by the Central Florida Society of African American Heritage, we find that Jones High School was originally founded by a physician named Robert Hungerford in 1895. This physician provided medical services to the Black community of Paramore. According to this book, the name of the school was the Orlando Black School. It was the very first public school for African Americans in Orlando. The students who attended the school lived in dorms, and the school's curriculum was mainly art and agriculture. The location of the school was on the corner of Garland and Church Street in Orlando. In 1921, the school moved to a new location, the corner of Paramore Avenue and Jefferson Street. This was a brick colonial revival building, and the construction costs were about $34,000. At this location, the school was renamed the Johnson Academy in honor of its longtime principal, L.C. Jones, who also happened to be the donor of the property that housed the new school. In the 1950s, there was another search for a new facility due to the increased enrollment. The Orlando Morning Sentinel reports, and I quote, "This search brought about much protests, tensions, and lawsuits from the white community," end quote. Here to further expand on the building of Jones High School is distinguished alumni Marjestine Morrison. For our listening audience, can you please state your name?
My name is Marjestine Morrison.
What is your affiliation with Jones High School?
I graduated from Jones High in the class of 1953, which was the first class to graduate from the new school on Cypress and Rio Grande Avenue.
And I understand that you were a witness to the second move of Jones High School. Can you elaborate on that and how the move affected the students and the community?
Yes, I was a junior during the second move for Jones High, which was in 1951. The construction was completed in May of 1952, but the class of 1952 had to use another facility for graduation because the school was not quite ready for graduating.
So, in context to Central Florida, was the move a positive influence on the school's academic standing within the public school system?
The move from Paramore and Washington Streets was definitely a sign of progress and had a positive influence on the school's academic standings. The environment was different, the community pride increased, and the school has been able to maintain its unique.
Is there any one significant aspect about Jones High School that you feel would be important to its legacy in the Paramore District of Orlando?
Jones High is one of the few historical Black high schools in Central Florida. It is my sincere hope that we can maintain its history and its contributions to the Central Florida area.
In the 1970s, desegregation hits Orlando, and the school suffers an extreme drop in student population. It is noted in the historical archives of Jones that due to the low attendance, the superintendent of schools recommended that Jones be turned into a vocational tech center. But after much protest from the Black community, it was stopped. To elaborate further on the time period of the 1960s and 1970s at Jones High School, here is distinguished alumni Judy Wright.
Hello, my name is Judy Wright. I am a teacher of Orange County Public Schools and an alumni of Jones High School 1967.
Can you please tell us what years you attended Jones?
Actually, I attended Jones in 1961 through 1962 as a seventh and eighth grader. And then I left and attended Carver, which was a new junior high school at the time. I returned to Jones High School in 1964, and I graduated in 1967.
All right. While you were at Jones, do you feel that the community accepted or reacted to Jones High School as an historical African-American public high school?
Yes, the community, teachers, staff, and students took pride in that school. The neighborhood was very supportive at the time, and we all were proud to be called Jones High School Tigers.
Jones is now an international baccalaureate school with a medical magnet program. Do you remember what type of curriculum was being offered when you were in attendance at Jones?
When I attended Jones, we had a track for students who were college bound. We had a general track for students who maybe weren't so college bound. And then there was somewhat of a program for those who would probably not go to college, such as cabinet making, those type things.
It was like more like a vocational track?
Vocational track.
Oh, okay. So there were no other magnet programs there at the school?
Not
at that
time. I can recall.
The final construction of Jones High School came in 2001 to 2005. It was the same location, but with a $35 to $49 million construction plan. The new campus would incorporate separate buildings for technology, science, music, academics, and media. It would also house the new historical museum. The new campus opened in 2004-2005. Have you been back recently to see the new school and the environment at Jones High School?
Yes, I have been back a couple of times. I noticed that the environment was very quiet and serene, and the school looks really, really good.
What do you think about the large campus and the technology, everything that they put into that?
Very impressive.
Jones High School, which began as a public school for African Americans, continues to live up to its legacy by serving its residents in the Paramore community in Orlando. The structure has gone through several transitions since its beginning in 1895. But all for the betterment of increasing academic achievement for its students. The African-American community has benefited greatly from the school and all it has to offer. The revitalization and innovative upgrades in technology and media bring the school's academic curriculum into the 21st century. Though the school still has predominantly a Black student population, the school has opened its doors to include other students of different races. Here to further elaborate on the last and final construction of Jones High School is Mr. Trevor Thomas, a former instructor and coach at Jones. For our listening audience, can you please state your name and title?
My name is Trevor Thomas, and I'm an assistant principal at Gopher Middle School.
And what is your affiliation with Jones High School?
Well, my affiliation is I taught at Jones High School for 3 years. I actually began my teaching profession at Jones High School. I was also the head boys JV basketball coach, football coach, and I was the head of the social studies department. So my affiliation is I had an opportunity to work there, and I still frequent the school when they have sporting events.
I understand that you were a witness to the third move of Jones High School here in Central Florida. Can you tell us in what capacity were you a witness to this move and the revitalization process?
Yes, I was a witness. I actually witnessed the school as it was torn down. I witnessed the construction, the whole process. I was a part of it. I actually taught for the first couple of years in a portable classroom across the street from where the new school sits now. And I'll tell you that it was a long, long time coming. The school had fallen on some deaf ears for a long time. And when they eventually did decide to come in and fix the school, I can tell you that everyone in the community was proud.
Do you feel that this move was a positive influence on the school's academic standing within the public school system?
I feel it was. I feel it is a positive move. It was a positive move. Now, at the time, I didn't feel like it was because I was there for the first 3 years that Jones High School had received an F. And I think that those three Fs had a lot to do with the fact that the whole school was warehoused in portables. Prior to that, the school had received a couple years of a D rating. And when they moved all of the students to portables, the facilities were insufficient. You know, there was no covering over the kids' head, no awnings. When it rained, the kids had to, you know, shift between classes and they were soaking wet and the supervision was a problem. So for those couple of years, I definitely felt like it didn't help the academics. And I think that it took a while to dig out. So in the future, one thing I've noticed that other schools, what they've learned from the Jones High School experiment of tearing down a school all at once, now they do it in phases so that you don't have everybody confined to a portable area. They do it in phases so that you still are able to use some of your facilities.
I totally agree with that concept. But in context to Central Florida, how did you view the move and how did it affect the community?
Well, I felt like it provided a boost, definitely. If you ride by the school now, it's like a beacon that stands out. Everyone's proud. The kids there, there's a lot of heritage. The difference between a lot of schools that have a high mobility rate in Jones High School is that a lot of the kids at Jones actually are from the community and their parents went to the school and grandparents, and you find a lot of pride in that particular school because it's been there for so long, and people don't tend to move out of the community. And I think that the school definitely is a positive example of what education is all about. A good school that has the high expectations for all of its students. And yes, definitely. I felt like the move did affect the community in a positive light.
So then, in your opinion, does the new location and campus represent or contribute to the school's historical significance as the first African-American school here in Central Florida?
Does the new location? Well, I don't really know if the location has changed. The new building, the actual new facility, I think that it took away a little bit because anytime you have a brand new building, you have to make sure people understand that even though you're looking at something new, it represents something old. So you have to make sure that the kids understand the history of the school. And a lot of times when you move into a brand new school, people have a brand new attitude. But you have to remember that there was a struggle at one time, and Jones High School was the only school in Orange County that provided free education for African Americans. So I definitely feel it still has some historical significance.
The campus that is currently standing at Rio Grande Avenue serves as a magnificent structure of a small but necessary idea from those who believed in the academic excellence of African American students. I would like to thank all of my guests and the History Center for their contributions to this podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Riches Documentary Podcast. Feel free to contact us with any questions or comments on the program that you just had. Please join us for the next episode, Launch Consoles, A Forgotten History.